The piece sparked anger from Israeli officials who described it as shameful racism. Now, Aftonbladet's editor has rejected Israeli claims that the article had anti-Semitic motivations. The Swedish journalist who wrote the story has also rejected the allegation. Speaking of the journalist, freelance journalist and author Donald Bostrom gives us more details on the article he wrote in the Swedish newspaper.
There are several question marks. First of all, it's not allowed to shoot people coming going on the street in his village. That, in Sweden we call that murder, since it's occupied territories. And then the military forces took 52 boys this year, they took them away, kept them for 5 days, and then brought them back to the village, always in the middle of the night, always had these guys went through autopsy, against the will of the families, and they cut the electricity, they imposed curfew, and it was a closed military area during the funeral. I was approached by UN people from UN, and since they are not allowed to document what they see, so I went actually one night to the village in Matin in the northwest bank. The Israeli military came back with his boy Bilal, and when they took him out from the car, we all saw that he was cut up, and then they had sewed together his chest from the chin down out the stomach. And when I interviewed the family, they said, yeah, we are sure they're taking the organs from our son. And then I continued actually to 20 other families which had the same experience. The son in the family was shot dead. The Israeli military took him away, came back 3, 4, 5 nights after, and the same procedure again. So for me, that's serious enough to make a real investigation of what's going on, actually.
You're watching Press TV News. These are the headlines this hour. The two main contenders in Afghanistan's presidential election both claim victory.